We could always contact our office.
Is it more like
ding-ding? Hello, everyone. We're going to call the March 12th Ways and Means meeting to order. Thank you.
With or without?
Okay.
Attendance.
Mark, you're here as steward as Chris is.
Working on it.
We're going to do attendance.
He's not here.
Whatever's there.
So, Rich, are you here? Yes.
I'm here. I'm sorry.
Pay attention, Rich.
Legislator Mayo.
Hi, here.
Legislator James Maloney.
Here.
Legislator Joseph Maloney. Legislator Petit.
Here.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Present.
And Chairwoman Archer.
Here. Okay, hopefully everybody had a chance to review the minutes. Any changes to the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as is.
For both meetings, 13th and the 19th.
I'll second.
Yep. Second? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Madam Chair, yes. Please mark me down as an abstention. I was not present for either of those meetings.
Oh, okay.
Me neither.
Yeah, but I didn't know we had to do
it.
We have to.
You don't have to.
No. They're in here.
No,
it
doesn't matter if I wasn't here.
Because
I wasn't here either.
No,
so
but
I'm
saying.
You don't have to. I mean, I
feel
bad.
Well, you can. You can vote on yourself,
but you can listen to it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're on one forever. Right.
Okay. So, Resolution 471 of 2018. Amending Resolution Number 318, dated September 15, 2015, to conform to agreement of sale of county-owned real property in the town of Lloyd to the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation and authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to convey such parcel.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 82, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the Walker Valley Chemical Engine number 1 for the 2019 appropriation.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, resolution number 83, 2019 appropriation for the Ulster County Libraries Program.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 84, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement for the maintenance of facilities for the Ulster Performing Arts Center and amending the 2019 budget.
I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Resolution number 85, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the family of Woodstock for the supervised visitation program for the 2019 appropriation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 86, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the Dispute Resolution Center for the 2019 appropriation.
Move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 87, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the Arts Mid-Hudson for the 2019 appropriation.
I'll move it.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? They asked that for now. Okay. Resolution number 88, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an agreement with the Ulster County Community Action Committee, Inc. for the 2019 appropriation.
I'll move it.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 89, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with Cornell Cooperative Extension Association of Ulster County for the 2019 appropriation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 90, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an agreement with the Ulster County Soil and Water Conservation District for the 2019 appropriation.
Move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 92, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an agreement with the Don't Be a Monster for the 2019 appropriation.
Move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 96, establishing capital market capital project number 535, body camera purchase and amending the 2019-2024 capital improvement program and the 2019 capital project fund.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 99, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, the Children's Home of Poughkeepsie, New York.
Move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Can I ask a question?
Discussion, yes. Yep.
So this, we're amending it by $2 million, Ken. Is it because it's such an extreme amendment. Is it because we anticipate using it? Or how are we arriving at this number?
Sure. So we generally place 2 to 3 kids mm-hmm. per year in the program. Back in August, we had an emergency situation where we had to place 7 children from one family. They're on a short-term basis. And then in September, we had to place another family of 6 there. And it's a $532 rate per child per day, state segment. So while those children aren't there now, we need increased appropriation authority to pay the bills. But this is generally like the $1 million range issue. Everyone knows that we have the foster care contract set up in tranches now. Where anything under 50, 500,000, million, 2 million, 3 million. But because of this unique circumstances with 2 very large families with the children, we had to move it to the next level.
So is this paying bills that have already been expended? It is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is a multi-year arrangement, so we know we're going to need additional appropriation authority to balance the contract.
So when you paid it out last year, you didn't have enough to
No, we had enough. It? We didn't have. This is a multi-year contract.
Okay.
And just having...
So the monies roll over every year?
It's enough of life.
Okay.
No.
Sorry.
We need additional money to pay the bills from the 13 children from the 2 families.
Okay. Resolution number 100, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000.
Sorry.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
This is for 99. Opposed? Okay. Resolution 100, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county Liberty Resources, Inc. A motion?
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 101, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the county, Colossus Incorporated DBA Interact Public Safety Systems.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 102, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amendment to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County New York Communications Company, Inc. Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 103, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Motorola Solutions, Inc. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 104, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county family of Woodstock.
I'll move it.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Discussion? Hector?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So on resolutions, I think 104 and 105, I guess through the chair to Deputy Executive Writer, I guess? You're the last man standing, I guess. just to make sure that I'm just understanding now. these are raise the age related programming, and I know that there is sort of a how should we say this, a there's a strong connection obviously with raise the age component along with the restorative justice component.
Correct.
And I know that, you know, for a while this legislature, and I think others as well, other interested parties, have been looking for a maybe a bit more of a, just a formalized plan about all the different restorative justice features that are happening. And so I guess at what point, again, I don't want to hold you to a timeline, but I'm just also just more or less asking the question as to when are we sort of going to get that. I realize that there's a new administration, there's things that you guys have had to sort of go and catch up on. So I guess part of it is just making sure that we're being kept in the loop about this as it proceeds forward. Obviously, I don't want this to impact these contracts, but I'm just asking about overall, when are we sort of going to get that?
Absolutely. So these two contracts, and there's a social services contract with Access and a couple others, that we went out to RFP. These are the funds that are county funds tied with Raise the Age. The family of Woodstock is what does the 180 diversion. Yep. So it is being done in the Restorative Justice and Community Empowerment Center. The CCE contract is for mentoring, low intensity mentoring, and that will also be done both at CCE and through the center. We also have Kim Mapes, who is our youth and family engagement coordinator, who sort of runs the Restorative Justice and Community Empowerment Center. Right now, she is interviewing the different programs to receive funding through the Brighter Futures Initiative, which will follow the rest of the restorative justice sort of programming. And when those programs are in place, and everything is all set, we can come back to the legislature and give kind of an overview of the programming, or before they're in place, I should say. But once they've been interviewed by Kim, we can come back and give a presentation of the programming that'll be done in the center.
And I apologize, because I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I realize, you know, I apologize for that. It's just more about ideally, you know, again, I understand that at this point right now, we're being asked to kind of go and continue the leap of faith insofar as approve these contracts. But I'm just saying that, you know, before we go too much further down the road, at least keeping us in the loop about what, you know, because part of, I think, there was a communication gap. I mean, that's why there was $100,000 set aside by this body. You know, ideally, we don't have to go and spend that money if we sort of feel comfortable, and that there are, I think, others in the community feel that comfortable that, you know, that we've got enough programming, or that there's at least enough programming this year, or, you know, that they're structured going forward, that there will be maybe other groups, or that there are more school districts being brought on board, and et cetera, et cetera. So I want to reiterate that we weren't committed to going, quote unquote, spending those dollars in this fiscal year. It was more about making sure that we get looped in, and that if we did see a gap, or if the community saw a gap, that there was money basically set aside. So I just want to just reiterate that, and thank you for your time. I apologize, Madam Chair.
No.
I add one more point. Do you mind?
Yeah.
That these contracts are what we are required to do through Raise the Age.
Yep.
So our focus have been, and why these are first, is to
be doing
meet our legal requirements through Raise the Age,
be
and
doing
then supplement the rest of it.
So we will see before we move on for additional programming, you know, any new programming that's not mandatory.
Yeah, we should come back and
not in a resolution, but in a presentation. Tracy?
Yes. There won't be resolutions.
Okay.
So I've been attempting to coordinate a presentation for the legislature as a whole, I'm still attempting to do that. So I'm trying to get a presentation, which I think should be ideally on a caucus day for the whole body. But again, I've been unsuccessful so far. So I'm still working on it.
Okay.
Well, why have you been unsuccessful? We don't have a program set up yet?
I am unclear why I've been unsuccessful. I've sent, I think, 5 written requests. And I've met with the acting county executive and the deputy executive to ask for a presentation, and
just we have not been able to coordinate yet, but it's not for lack of asking. Mm-hmm. I've been totally open. I said, I'll schedule a special meeting for you. So I'm still waiting on that to happen. I think it would help us, the whole body, to have the presentation about the programming. I realize we've approved the money and the center is up and acting, yep. But I think we'd all benefit from understanding what the programming is.
I would think they have the program in place that they're going to follow. It might be altered as we proceed, but yeah. I'm sure there's something.
Yeah. Right, Mark? There's programming that is being chosen at this interviewed yeah. and looked at this point. Again, our priority has been our legal requirements under Raise the Age. Everything else supplements that and will be coming forward, but... And that's maybe why there's been a delay.
So, Mark, you already have RFPs out. So you already basically have a plan. If you can go out and RFP, you already have a plan on what elements you want in the program. All we're asking for is a presentation that outlines the elements of the program so that we understand the direction that you're moving on this. So you can't RFP if you don't know what you're RFPing for. So there is a plan. We just like to see the plan. Can we get a date?
The RFP... was for the Raise the Age, which we've come to you now with the contracts for.
So just for this?
Separate and apart okay. from the other program.
There's no other RFPs out there for any other programming for Raise
no,
for Restorative Justice?
There are programs that have submitted interests in supplying programs. There are firms that have done that. And I'm sure, you know, the chairwoman and the Acton County executive will sit down and work out the details on when a presentation would be proper.
Yeah, I'm hopeful. I mean, I think that, you know, it came out of the last year's, we'll all recall from last year's budget cycle, which I realized we were in a different place with a different executive at that time, but there was a representation that the legislature hadn't asked for or pursued a presentation when we were talking about these things during budget cycle. So once I was elected to this position, I went and I said, as a first order of business, I would like to schedule that presentation that was discussed during budget cycle. I can be flexible. The ideal would be on a caucus night, but if it needs to be on a session night or we need a special meeting, I'm open. That's how I represented it. I put in writing multiple times, and I've sat down two separate occasions. So I'm expressing to all of you that it's been out there and I've been attempting, and even if it's for the executive staff, even if it feels like a step back to go over what they already know, I feel like it would be helpful to get the legislature fully up to speed on the center and the programming. It's not as just okay, we moved beyond the budget. Yes, we supported the center and the programming, both the physical structure and today the programming before us, and I think that conceptually there's strong support in the legislature beyond the mandated programs, but I'd like for the legislature to be brought into the loop in terms of the understanding of what exactly is happening at the center, more than just a physical tour of the building.
Well, when we were doing a budget cycle of it, I mean, they were, at the time, they were budgeting monies for programs that they were going to implement.
Correct.
It had been definite at the time, but there were programs that they had been talking about and that they were going to implement into the program.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not like it just started January 1st. I mean, there was things that were already incorporated that we were moving forward with.
Anything in the budget cycle has been before you or is before you this month, is what I'm saying. That's mm-hmm. the programming that has to do with the county budget.
Hmm.
The only thing that probably should not be accounted for at that time was the additional $100,000 that was put into the budget at that time. I don't think it was accounted for any particular program.
So, if I may, Mark, are you saying that the budget represents only mandatory programs and not anything beyond that?
There is also the Brighter Futures Initiative, which is a separate part, which will have some of the programs for the Restorative Justice Center. And I'm sure the Acting County Executive, when we get those programs, will set up a meeting to have a presentation of those programs for the legislature, but they are not out of the county budget as well.
Legislator Petit?
Okay, so it's my understanding from last year that there wasn't really a restorative justice program. We were going out for RFPs to see what programs would suit, the vision for Ulster County. So what you're saying, though, is 104 and 105, even though they're for the Department of Probation, these already existed, so this is not part of the restorative justice program?
This is the raise the age.
Mandatory
programs that will be in... So the RFP, we went out for four different types of programs. Mm-hmm. One was Diversion, which is 180 through Family of Woodstock. There was high-intensity mentoring and low-intensity mentoring. High-intensity mentoring is YAP. That's through social services. I believe that contract went through maybe last month. I could be wrong. Maybe it's coming next month. It's not before you
check on that
today. So, but YAP is high-intensity mentoring. We already do some of that with the younger children, but this is added into the Raise the Age for the 16-year-olds this year and 17-year-olds next year. We also have these two contracts, which are through probation. Family Woodstock 180, and then CCE, which is the low-intensity mentoring. And we also have some mental health contract, which is actually below the 50. That's Access Supports for Living. So that has not come to you with a resolution yet.
I think even just the little conversation around the table illustrates why a holistic presentation would be helpful. Mm-hmm. You know, just that for all the members in the legislature to hear both the holistic picture of what's mandated, but how we're going above and beyond, how we're doing something different, something unique, something that stands out. What I believe we've all been supportive of, what we supported in the budget, and what was represented to us by then county executive. The matter of fact is we haven't had that holistic presentation, so we're talking about resolutions, and I remain open and committed to working with the Acton County Executive and your offices to make this happen. I'm simply saying to my colleagues that I have been earnestly trying, and it hasn't happened yet. So, and it's something that I was not the first to bring up. It actually was the executive side of the House bringing it up during the budget cycle last year that the legislature was missing in terms of the big picture of the vision. So what I'm hoping is that we can get to that place and have it either at a special meeting or at a caucus, because I think that would be most appropriate in front of the whole.
I will sit down with the doll.
Thank you. I will too.
Just a question.
Yes.
Pick the color of the lettering on the building. You can't.
I did. I'm colorblind.
You can't read. You go by. You can't read the letters.
Okay. On resolution 104, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 105, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Center for Creative Education.
I'll move it.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is this an existing program, or is this one
this
new?
This is
one?
New.
And
this
is going to be
low
mandated?
Mentoring.
Okay. Because I'm just wondering if kids are having problems, how many of them will want to do dancing and
it's
music?
It's not all dancing. Mentoring, so it's tutoring. CCE does more than just dance. It's a holistic mentoring program.
Is it mandatory?
Is it mandatory as
that
far
they,
as
that they participate?
Is it a mandatory program
not for
Raise the Age?
I mean, not
age?
For every person who's through Raise the Age, who it's appropriate for. The Diversion 180 program, not all of these contracts are mandatory for every single.
Okay, so they won't have somebody at probation mandating that they go.
They're
going to
work
this
with their probation officer and through their caseworker or the coordinator and whatever programs are appropriate to ensure that they're staying, within, staying out of trouble essentially and not repeat offending.
Okay.
Whatever programs make sense for them.
Because, I mean, I would love it. I'd get in trouble just to go to this, but I don't know if it would be for everybody. That's why it's...
Chair Bartels?
Yeah, I was just going to say that's some of, in my initial conversation, that's some of what's exciting to me about the way in which Ulster County is going beyond the mandates in terms of alternative approaches. So raise the age is mandated, as I understand it, I get it, but the way in which we accomplish it is not strictly mandated. And so a program like this that offers an alternative is really great and might be the perfect thing to work for that kid, and that's going to be decided by the probation officer. But that's, again, back to our previous, why we need this presentation, because then I think you'll have 23 people who not only have a deeper understanding but a greater commitment to to what it is that we're doing that is so great. I'm not trying to be argumentative by bringing it up. I'm trying to create more inclusive.
Well, emphasize the need for the presentation. So I think we've...
So Mark,
and you'll get back to us, Mark.
We'll set a date tomorrow night.
Won't be tomorrow, but...
No, it won't be
tomorrow.
Can we expect to hear by the end of the week the date? That would be great. No? Why is that?
Because Adele's on vacation.
Oh, okay.
Adele's on vacation.
Oh, well, that explains it.
Adele's away.
I'll follow up.
Okay. On the resolution 105, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 106, approving the work order with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York to provide design services for the gym wall repair replacement project related to capital project number 466, SUNY Ulster, gym wall repair replacement.
Move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Resolution 107, approving the work order with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York to provide design management services of a DASNY term consultant for design services and the use...
I'll move it.
What? Staff to manage construction for phase one window replacement project for Jacob Hardenberg Hall related to capital project number 486. I'm going through the whole thing, Hector.
I see that.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 108, approving the work order with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York to provide design management services, a term consultant for design services, and the DASNY staff to manage construction for the Hardenberg and Vanderlyn Hall door replacement project related to capital project number 493, SUNY Ulster door replacement project.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 109, establishing capital project number 534, reconstruction of various roads in Ulster County Department of Public Works.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 111, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Seneca Paving Marking, Inc., Department of Public Works.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 112, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Weintraub Diaz Landscape Architect, PLLC.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 113, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to request that the New York State Department of Transportation abandon certain highway lands along U.S. Route 209 in the town of Wawersing, hamlet of Napanock.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 114, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a grant agreement with the Catskill Watershed Corp for the Ashokan Rail Trail Project.
I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 115, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the town of Lloyd for maintenance and repair of the Hudson Valley Rail Trail.
I've had to get it in.
Okay.
I was going to suggest.
Phase four. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 116, authorizing the acting Ulster County Executive to execute a contract with the New York State Housing Trust Fund Corporation, represented by the Office of Community Renewal, for federal funding for the implementation of community development block grants, amending the 2019 Ulster County budget.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 119, adopting the Ulster County Sexual Harassment Prevention Policy and the Discriminatory Harassment Prevention Policy and Complaint Procedure.
So moved.
Second?
Are we adding our names to this, or just from you?
Well, for discussion?
For discussion?
Yeah.
You can definitely add your name, too, but I'm going to ask if we can hold it or postpone it for the week, because I've been... So this was submitted, Department of Personnel... sought advice from our counsel, Romer Wallens, and this is on counsel's advice, but now that it's been reviewed by fellow legislators, I'm starting to get some questions, which I'd like to bring to personnel and Romer Wallens just to make sure.
I thought this was just to split two things. We're going to go deeper now?
Well, yes and no. It's more than just splitting two things. It does split two things, but it provides more detail. When I first saw it, I thought the bold was just the changes, but it's deeper than that, as okay. is. So I'd ask that everybody look at it closely, and if there's input or suggestions or questions, that we'll get them answered. It may be that it'll take another month, but right now, can I just ask for the week?
Oh.
And then I'll...
Mark?
Yeah, and that's not a problem. Just so I can go background on this real quick. My first meeting on this was back in September. I met with personnel, Romer Wallens. Basically, the state had put out model guidance on sexual harassment policies. Romer Wallens had suggested we break up our policy. Personnel Department and Romer Wallens has been working on that state guidance since September, October, to craft these policies, and they just now got complete. We have no problem even if it's another month.
Maybe we should take the month and then just...
That would run the questions.
Well, we can only do a motion to postpone to the next meeting.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So let's postpone to the next meeting, and then we'll see. And are you the point person on it then?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll call you tomorrow with some of the questions that have been
sure.
raised for me. And then if there's any suggestions or anything, then we can.
Sherry's out until past next Tuesday.
Okay.
I mean, I know you can only postpone for another week, but if we're going to make changes, it would make sense to push it off.
Okay. So we'll deal with that next week.
Okay, so for the postponement, everybody okay?
Well, okay? Let's do formal motion.
Okay, formal motion to postpone?
Yeah, I'll make it if you want.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Any new business? Okay. Old business, I had sent out the email to everybody about the Benjamin Center projects that are part of our budget. We didn't have time because of the time frame last year. They agreed to do some cost benefit analysis for us. We've got three that have been identified, and they are the finance department review, the medical examiner review, and the urgent review. And so we're going to have him start, just do a cost benefit. He just does a deep dive on that and give us some feedback. Okay?
Very good.
Any other questions, concerns? Okay, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay.
I have 37.